Welcome back to Veterans Memorial Park as we are going into the bottom of the first inning. The JMU Dukes holding Elon. They retired the first two batters, did Megan Good, and then able to overcome a walk to Allie Repko, the third batter, before striking out Megan White. So JMU will start with Hannah File, Kate Gordon, and Megan Good. 353, 441, 336, the batting averages for those ladies as the Dukes trying to advance to tomorrow's championship game. Of course, the loser of this will play in the nightcap tonight. On the mound, or in the circle, I should say, Elise Walton. 3-3 record. ERA of 5.71. Right-handed pitcher beat the Dukes here on March 23rd. And the first pitch to File on the corner. Outside called strike one. Kind of an unusual windup. She winds, of course, the underhand throw, but she brings the right arm over her shoulder and then sort of throws it from the hip like she's drawing from a holster. The 0-1. And even turns her body on that particular pitch, as that one's a ball, turned her body sort of sideways. So she's throwing, again, bringing the ball above her head in that backward motion and then chucking it from her right hip, and her body's turning a bit sideways. The 1-1 pitch to File is high, ball two. It's got good marking on him, and she throws the ball in a pretty tight precision area, watching her warm up. And the first couple of pitches, even though she's behind 2-1, Elise Walton has not shown to be wild yet. That one may be in the dirt, so I spoke too soon, but that helps JMU as the count runs to 3-1 now. Walton's allowed 56 hits, has walked 26 and struck out 19 in the season. And the 3-1 is a called strike. File thinking she was going to be getting the free pass. Some of the umpires will verbally indicate what the call is and then give us the indication with their arm. That time around, I think Alex Leap held up on both. Full count pitch to Hannah File, the leadoff for the Dukes with no score in the bottom of the first. Swing and a miss. And File goes down swinging. That's only her 17th strikeout of the season, but the Dukes have one gone with Kate Gordon coming to the plate. Gordon leading the team. Batting average. And the first pitch to Kate is upstairs, sending the catcher from her squatted position all the way to a full extension, reaching above her head. That's Megan White. Elise Walton in the circle for Elon, a junior. And the 1-0 pitch is a called strike. Got good movement on that ball. And you can tell Gordon thought about it just for a moment and then changed her mind. And we might have rather be able to have an opportunity at that one again. 1-1 pitch, one out, no score, nobody on here. Bottom of the first inning. The pitch from Walton is going to be hit in the air, deep left field. Is it fair? It's gone. Home run for Kate Gordon. She has tied the single season record here in the bottom of the first, sending it just inside the fair foul pole in left field, out beside the bleachers. And the Dukes jump out early with a 1-0 lead as Kate Gordon launches one. We knew coming off the bat it had plenty enough to get out of here. Was it going to stay fair? And that's the second home run in 2 days for Gordon. And that one hugged that fair pole and had to defer to the umpire standing on the third baseline. He gave the indication with his hand and making the motion of a home run. But a swat there for Gordon. The Dukes out in front 1-0. Walton now pitching to Megan Good and sends one upstairs. Ball one. Of course, the Dukes playing for the right to go to the championship, but also to keep their hopes alive of hosting a regional here next week. 1-0 pitch from Walton to Megan Good. Comes inside, brushes Good back a bit. Now 2-0 the count. Megan 140 at bats in the season, hitting 336 with 15 home runs. Good is out in front of Elise Walton 2-0. Here at the bottom of the first, the Dukes in front 1-0. A curveball, the outside part of the plate just missed, and I'm telling you, that looked good from here. Megan held up, and you could tell the reaction on her body, like, oh, man, I should have hit that, because she thought it was going to be a called strike. But it just missed out there. 3-0 the count to Megan Good. And she'll take one right down the middle part of the plate. Strike one. So 3-1 to count, one out, nobody on. The Dukes in front, 1-0 after a Kate Gordon home run to left field. And the pitch from Walton fouled away by Good. Big cut there just underneath it. Got enough of it to push it back over the umpire's head at home plate into the netting. So the count is now full. 3-2 the count. 4 Good. Nobody on. Bottom one. Dukes in front. 1-0. The payoff pitch from Walton. Fouled away by Good. That one cutting to the outside. And Megan just getting enough on it. She got a full extension on the swing, just mistimed with the contact. Walton steps out, looking, going to get the sign, ready to deal now. The 3-2 pitch to Good, going to be fouled away. And the more Megan does this, the more it helps the rest of her teammates who are trying to get the timing down of Elise Walton. Plus, Megan's catching up. She's getting more. The first was just enough to stay alive. That had a little more contact on it, just about a split second behind. The payoff pitch to Megan Good with one gone here in the bottom of the first. Upstairs, and a walk has been issued, and Megan Good has gotten her 44th walk of the year. Now, Odyssey Alexander coming to the plate for the Dukes. Odyssey, 14 home runs on the year, hitting .354. She's batting .365 with runners aboard. A slugging percentage of .707. Walton to deal inside, and it got her. So she hits Odyssey Alexander. So now Megan Good in scoring position, Alexander aboard, and a conference at the mound is maybe the walk to Good, followed by the home run given up to Kate Gordon at a conference on the mound now for Elon. That's their pitching coach is going to come out and have a conversation. Maybe just calm Walton down. Again, you know, I was talking about the different style that she pitches with. And it didn't take Dukes so long to figure that out. And I suspect one of the things I've learned from talking to Coach Lauren Laporte, if they have a pitcher that gives them trouble, that gave them trouble last year, and they're going to be seeing them again, they'll spend a good bit of time looking at film. They did that a couple of weeks ago heading to Drexel, or taking on Drexel. They wanted to focus on a couple of pitchers who gave them some issues and a couple of batters that gave them some issues. So the conference in the circle was broken up. One out for the Dukes. Megan Good at second. Odyssey Alexander at first. Logan Newton to the plate, hitting .439 on the year. And sees ball one upstairs off the hand of Elise Walton. A much longer defensive half of the inning for the Phoenix than it was offensive. First and third base pulled in a bit on the corners. One out here. Pitch hit by Newton toward center field. That is caught out there on the warning track. And Megan Good had already started and had to hustle back. Looked like that one had a chance, and I think maybe the wind bothered it just as it got to the outfield. It died right before it, the B and softball on the wall. Logan Newton launching one and just missing by less than 5 feet, a 3-run home run. So now two outs for the Dukes with runners at first and second, and Sarah Jubas to the plate, hitting .409 on the year. Jubas takes ball way outside as Walton sends her catcher Megan White stumbling to the left side of the batter's box, trying to catch that one so the ball did not get by her, so Good and Alexander could advance. 1-0 the score here. Bottom one, the Dukes on top. Two outs. Runners at first and second. The 1-0 pitch upstairs on Jubas. Sarah's a shorter young lady, but a heck of a shortstop. And has developed into a big bat this year. Runners scoring position, she's batting .500. Two outs, .529. A slugging percentage of .727. The 2-0 pitch upstairs. Walton having a hard time finding her spot. So now she's got to try to reel in one here, or she's going to load the bases for the Dukes with two gone in the bottom of the first inning. Elise Walton, big deep breath, steps up, ready to deal the 3-0 pitch. That's in on the outside, in inside corner for strike one. And Jubas thought that was too far inside. She thought she was getting a free pass. So 3-1 now the count with Megan Good at second, Alexander at first, and Sarah Jubas at the plate for the Dukes to lead 1-0. 3-1 count, Walton to deal. And a call, strike two. That one rose. Quite honestly, there have been a couple of others, to be frank with you, that were much better pitches that were called balls than that one. That one was rising from the time it left her hand, and it was up above Sarah Jubas' shoulder. But the count runs full now, 3-2 with two outs. The crowd here obviously very leaning toward JMU, bemoaning that call. The payoff pitch, outside, ball four. Good eye by Jubas. Did not chase that. So Good trots to third. Odyssey Alexander down at second. Sarah Jubas now at first. And Kirsten Roadcap coming to the plate. Opportunity to keep this inning alive. Help out her teammate who's on third base, the pitcher that she catches, Megan Good. Again, two gone here for the Dukes. Bases full. Walton, the pitch. Inside on Roadcap. Elon fans thinking that was a strike. That was a strike like the last strike that was called on Jubas was a strike. Sorry to be blunt. 1-0 to score, 2-0, or two outs here. Bases loaded for JMU. Walton dealing. And a called strike on Roadcap. Shakes her head, says, yeah, that was a good pitch. Kirsten trying to be patient. She told me a couple of weeks ago she won. Her number one goal this year was to be more selective, to hit pitches she wanted to hit, not what the pitcher wanted her to swing at. 1-1 count, two outs, bases full, Dukes in front, 1-0, bottom first. The pitch is going to be blooped towards shortstop, and everybody's safe. The ball gets free. Good scores. Alexander on her way home, and she's going to get down and score. And the Dukes tack on two more here in the bottom of the first and lead 3-0. That hit was like it was off the hands of the bat, just blooped over the head of White, hit the synthetic turf and skimmed across it, sort of died on the ground. Elon had players converging. Good hustle getting down to second base by Sarah Jubas. She went sliding in to make sure she was going to be safe and heads up base running. And, of course, good coordinating there by Coach Lauren Laporte directing Odyssey Alexander home, and the Dukes now lead 3-0 in the bottom of the first with two gone.